You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Queendom Hour. This is Bree Shea.
And your girl, K-Man.
And we are just keeping our eyes on Christ and doing it in a timely fashion. It is the new year.
Yes.
New year, new topics. Oh, God. So today on this lovely Sunday, which is gorgeous outside.
Did you say lovely Sunday?
Did I say lovely Sunday?
You did. Saturday.
Y'all know what it is. Today, I just feel like it's a burden on me to do some healing this year.
Mm-hmm.
Just more so on just getting rid of all the old stuff. Because like we said in other podcasts or our other episodes, at what point do you get tired?
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired. So now we're just dealing with, I know we did toxic like friendships and stuff like that, but what to do when your family is toxic?
Which is really deep.
And nobody really talks about it like that because it affects your entire life. And no one wants to put that on their family because, are we supposed to love our families? And we suppose what goes on in the family stays in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And just a bunch of toxic saying that don't have nothing to do with nothing,
mm-hmm.
realistically.
Yeah.
Because once we out here and you're trying to grow, heal, you're trying to experience all of that stuff takes a play in, and all of that in your growth, in your experiences, how you take in things, how you view things, how you look at stuff. So just dealing from my personal experiences, it's like being, I tell people all the time, I grew up in a toxic, in a toxic environment with a dysfunctional family, and I don't want to put like emphasis on it like it's just the biggest thing ever, and you know, you can't grow out of that. Now I'm at the point to where I'm like, is my family worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it may be. You know, is my family worth my happiness, my success, my downfalls, my differences in myself? Is it worth going through? Is it worth dealing with? Because, you know, the way I look at it, and also deals with how do you define family?
Mm-hmm.
Because some people don't define family all the time. But the essential point, what I feel like everybody could agree on, is that family is supposed to nurture you. When you think about family, you think about home, you think about love, you think about all these positive things. And it's okay for your family to be a negative thing. It's okay to be set in a family and you have to grow from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that could be a part of your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not to, you know, bash your family or anything like. Sometimes it's you are put there for a season. You are put there for a reason to grow past anything that, you know, was supposed to hinder you throughout your life, because that could be your stopping point. But if you're in that, you can grow through it.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm getting around to is just like, you know, dealing with like, would you say that you have toxic family, or had to get away from anybody in your family that has been toxic to you, any relationships, anything like that?
Yeah, I think we all have a little bit of, you know, toxic around us, like whether it be family members or even just friends, or anybody. Like, you know, I think we all have experienced it. I know for me, yeah, definitely. But I think a lot of times, I guess I try to look past it because I'm like, well, it's my family. So I'll just put up with it, you know. But I also didn't realize the level of, you know, how toxic people were until I got older. Because I think when you're younger, you just kind of like look past it. And when you get older, you just sit and think like, wait a second, like they're actually doing more harm than good. You know, and them being in my space and around me is actually a hindrance instead of helping me, or it feels like a weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that a lot.
And I think that's something that we should most definitely hit on, what it looks like to mm-hmm. have toxic people around you. You know, if your self-esteem lowers, if you don't want to be around those people.
If it's draining.
You know, absolutely.
It's draining. Their presence
is draining. If you're irritated mm-hmm. when they walk into a room, or, you know, you get certain feelings, you get anxious when you're around people, or you paranoid,
mm-hmm.
like, those are all things where you could look at something and or look at the people around you and be like, this ain't right. And it is absolute, and I want to put emphasis on that today, that it is absolutely to get away from those toxic people and those toxic things. And what they give, because toxic people bring negativity.
Mm-hmm.
They
constantly.
Bring, yeah,
constantly.
They bring, you know, negative words, and it's almost like walking into a room with a cloud, with a black cloud coming over. Like, everything could be hunky dory and, you know, great, and then once you get around that people, it brings a overcast of just negativity, and, you know, now you in your head like, wait. Am I supposed to be like this? I'm mm-hmm. supposed to be like that. That's why I am so big on breaking generational curses. Like, it is a must for me.
Mm-hmm.
It is a must for me to get away from anything generational that I have been holding on to. Because what we don't understand is that stuff is embedded in us. That stuff is engraved yes. in us. And it goes deeper than what we could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I talk about all the time of that. I'm coming from a family of alcoholics. And everybody be like, oh, why you stop drinking? I mean, alcohol and drug addiction,
mm-hmm.
substance abuse, period.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody always be like, oh, you boring because you don't do this. You boring because you don't do that. But people don't know the history. That's why it's very important that once you get around people, your friends, and once you get into these relationships, you understand the history that comes behind, you know, that person.
Right.
Because it goes deeper than what you can imagine. You offering your new boo or your girlfriend or something a drink, but you don't understand the line of alcohol abuse that she has endured that's within her.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're triggering things that you don't know nothing about because you wasn't willing to take the time to get to know that history. So that's why I'm so big on breaking generational curses, because it cannot be me.
Yeah.
And I thank God that I am able to be in that mindset, because now, you know, we are dealing with still in this time where people think it's really just okay. You know, it's okay for you to have all these vices, which all of us have them, but are they positive or are they negative? Because mm-hmm. you can have positive vices. Mm-hmm. You know, some people go to the gym to get that frustration mm-hmm. and, you know, anger out. Some people listen to music. Some people write. You know, it's so many different vices. But when you go to, you know, alcoholism and, you know, drugs and stuff like that, it becomes a hindrance to who you are.
Yeah.
Especially being Christians. Especially, you know, having, and then we don't understand what that does to us. So now we have this imbalance of, you know, emotions and anger and pent up aggression. And then on top of that, generational curses. And then, you know, we want to add alcoholism and drug abuse into mm-hmm. all this stuff. And then you get this ball of mess. And now you want to be enraged.
Yeah.
Now you want to harm people around you. And that all comes, and especially when it's your family. I deal with that in my family. When it's your family, do you help or do you walk away?
Mm-hmm.
Do you stay, or can you express yourself openly? Can you, you know, it's all about what is expected from you, or what's your expectations for it when it comes to your personal family.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay for you to walk away from your family? And not just saying, like, you know, just, I guess, sugarcoating, you know, staying or walking away, but, like, really detaching yourself. Not like, oh, I'm just going to talk to them, you know, here and there. I'm just going to say, hey, I'm going to go to family functions, because that becomes toxic as well.
Yeah.
So now you're ruining your holidays. You're ruining your vacations, you're ruining all these things because you're still trying to keep ties. So, I don't know. I'm just at the point to where I'm seeking God more on what he wants me to do when it comes to being in toxic environments and getting away from them. Mm-hmm. Because I truly believe that I was called to a certain space, that I have to honor that in God's timing, but also getting fed up, getting tired, yeah, getting exhausted. I don't know. It is. It's most definitely a lot. So now, I don't know, like, I want to just encourage, I guess more so, this is more so just encouraging people that this year is the time for healing yourselves, or, you know, more so getting before God and seeking that healing, seeking what's stopping us from truly being great. It's a distraction, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe that, you know, getting before God, asking God what he called us, more so asking God what he says about us, what is his expectation for us when it comes to being surrounded, being completely surrounded and embraced into people that are seeking him more. Mm-hmm. Especially when you come from a family who don't, you know, who aren't spiritual, who don't identify as Christians, mm-hmm, who don't actively practice. So I don't know. I'm caught up in that, you know, just praying more, praying different prayers when it comes to that, when it comes to who is supposed to be, you know, around me, yeah, especially enduring in this journey with me where I'm becoming. Come on, that's a Michelle Obama book. When I'm becoming into the woman that I'm called to be, when I'm becoming, you know, a wife, when I'm becoming a mother, you know, we want to most definitely break those generational curses so that we don't pass that on to our legacy, yes, and they don't pass that on to ours. So most definitely being that generational breaker. I think that is phenomenal. I really believe, and I thank God for calling me to breaking generational curses and the idea that I want more for myself. I, mm-hmm, want more for the family that I create. I want more for my offspring and their families and their generations to come. And I'm just excited for everything God is going to do in that fashion.
Yes.
Because I truly believe that God is going to rise up a generation, which is my generation, who isn't tolerating anything, mm-hmm, any disrespect, any self-esteem issues, any, you know, depression, any anxiety that comes from being around toxic family members, and thinking that because we are blood related, we are supposed to. Exactly. So I don't know. I want to just get away from just the bad behavior that is taught to us and go about redirecting that and getting out of that. But it's just like, how do you do that when that's all that you know?
Yeah. And then how do you differentiate between, is this a distraction or is it a test? Because I think sometimes that those toxic people can most definitely be a test from God. And so it's really asking ourselves, like, well, really asking ourselves and then also asking God, like, Lord, reveal to me, you know, which one it may be. Because some people very well may just be in your life and they ain't going nowhere. No matter how bad, you know, you want them to, but they may really be there and placed there by God. So then it's the question of, okay, they're toxic, they're not good for me, so how do I deal with them knowing that they may never go anywhere? Do I deal with this test forever, or do I figure out a way to pass it?
Hmm. Are we supposed to be put in tests that we do, that we endure forever?
That's another question. Are we supposed to be literally having a thorn in our side to remind us of, you know, of God working things out? And the thorn in your side just might be the toxic people that you deal with. Possibly. It could be.
Yeah, that's a possibility. But that's interesting because, I mean, in different forms, but the same. Mm-hmm. Essentially, that's abuse.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes insanity to one. So that's a constant abuse on the abuser,
mm-hmm.
and then a constant insanity for you, because it's just like you're continuously dealing with this person that's abusing you.
I think I'm more so saying like they're not going anywhere. You may deal with them differently because you're learning that they are toxic, and that regardless of them being toxic, they can't really go anywhere. So you learn how to deal with them differently, meaning you learn from their toxic ways. You learn from them, you know, being draining. So now you deal with them differently.
That's interesting. I don't know, because I would feel like I would just want to get away from that,
mm-hmm.
you know, like most definitely. I don't know. It also depends on who it is, too.
Yeah,
because if it's somebody that I have to see every day and deal with that every day. But also if it's just like, you know, maybe a cousin or something like that, where, you know, everybody else around you is cool. But mm-hmm. of course, they have to come to the family functions. Like, you don't have to hang out with this person every day, but you still have to, you know, be cordial.
Right.
That's something completely different. So I do get what you're saying, but, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm at a space where I just really want to read and need mm-hmm. everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody comes to everything, you know, and it takes me back to, like, you know, dealing with, like, my dad. And for a while, like, I didn't talk to my dad for about 2 years. And it's just funny because now that I'm thinking back on it, you know, I don't remember why, like if it was a certain event or something like that. I think just after a while of constant, you know, letdowns, constant betrayals, constant disrespect, mm-hmm. I tend to just, you know, back up. So then like 2 years and then your dad dies. It's just like, where do you put that energy? Not to say that I have any guilt towards it, because I think that was the start of my process of reading anything in my life that, you know, affected me.
Mm-hmm.
And when he died, the only thing that I wanted to place on him, not the negativity of what he did and didn't do and, you know, who he was and what he, you know, what I got into, none of that. It was more so, Lord, just save his soul.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be spiritual enough that we can get before God and wherever he may go, because I don't know what he worshiped.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, what he may have done, but I just felt a sense of a heavy burden on just getting him to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so he can properly rest, so he can properly heal, because mm-hmm. we truly believe that he dealt from sickness and possibly substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
But we know for sure that he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like I wanted to take myself out of the equation and not make it about me, but to make it about him and his eternal life.
Yeah.
And not to be selfish and, oh, you left us here, and being dramatic and stuff like that. And I think that's where people look at me as being like this. I don't know how people view me, but being like this bad person.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I'm not going to like, oh, my God, this is such a big burden. And, you know, he's supposed to be here. No, like, we really the ones suffering.
Yeah.
Continue every day on earth, continuously living and continuously have to deal with the trials and tribulations. I feel like the day I die, celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Because my expectation is to go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
My expectation is to not deal with the pain and suffering, but to worship. That's my expectation. Now, Lord, But you know, for him, I'm not sure. We never had that conversation. And with me being as spiritual as I am, I wanted him to have the same experience that my expectation mm-hmm. go to. I want you to be happy, mm-hmm. regardless of how you treated me. But even in his death, people are still trying to bring him down. People are still saying what he did and what he didn't do. Mm-hmm. People are still not healed from his wrongdoings. And it's never to say that parents are not, you know, that don't try or they can't, that they are perfect. Mm-hmm. Never want to put, like, everybody does wrong. We are all human. But at what point are y'all going to let this man rest?
Mm-hmm.
At what point are y'all going to say what he did and didn't do? At what point are y'all going to stop saying what he did and didn't leave behind and the burdens that he did and didn't bring? Like, at what point is his happiness a part of yours? You know, a part of your, I guess, hope.
Mm.
So, I don't know. It is something different. That's not something that I would want to deal with. I feel like I got myself away from that, but also, like, I was happy.
Yeah.
But I wanted to bring something different to, you know, just the toxic relationship that he brought into mm-hmm. my life. So, I don't know. I want to just get away from that. I don't, it's just different. But I want to get into, like, how to overcome that as well, how to overcome toxic relationships and just getting out of what we feel is hindering us.
To get out of it, I think it's different for everybody. But I think one thing that remains the same is the fact that you have to realize that you deserve better and that you deserve to be treated better. Period. And I think we have to get over the fact that of who the people are that's doing the, you know, that's being toxic and focus on our well-being. Because honestly, if you think about it, we focus more on their comfortability than ours because we don't want to hurt their feelings and we don't want to, you know, be seen as a bad guy. But we do all that to protect them and their feelings, yet we're sitting here feeling like we're getting the life sucked out of us. And so I really think it's important for us to realize that, you know, it's okay to really let people go. Regardless of who they are, because if they're not adding to and are only taking from and they're allowing negativity to be the main point in your relationship, then it's not even worth it at that point.
Yeah.
I noticed growing up, I did a lot of that. I kept a lot of toxic stuff around me, all in the name of because they're family or because they're friends. Or because I know they love me, but honestly, no, it's not. It really wasn't love because love isn't toxic. It's not what it is. Or they tried to cover up by saying it was love when really, no. You just spewing all of your hate and negativity toward my way. It's honestly, it's like a cancer. It just spreads. If you allow it to keep spreading, you don't do anything about it. Then you're going to be ending up toxic and then you're going to spread it to somebody else. It's a cycle.
Yeah. We got to break these cycles. We have to break these cycles, y'all, because it's just, you just got to get out of just the continued cycles of negativity because, like we said, it's just going to brew over into your next life, to your mm-hmm. next season, next, you know, possibility. For me, when it comes to getting out of that, we most definitely got to pray about it. Got to pray that God is continuously refreshing your mind, continuously removing. Oh, pray that you are removed out of toxic environments.
Mm-hmm.
it's just not the people. The mm-hmm. environment is toxic. Once those people enter into that space, the environment completely becomes toxic. So, like, you can always rent. Like, I'm really big on, like, you know, you know, just like praying over the homes. I tell mm-hmm. people that all the time, especially on Snapchat. People like 2 a.m. prayers, midnight mm-hmm. prayers. That's when the enemy try to attack you. They try to attack you when you go into bed, you know, try to get thoughts in your mind yeah. of lust and, you know, not having any value and all this other type of stuff that, you know, may people don't understand. Like, that stuff can make you late for work. Mm-hmm. It ruins your morning. It ruins you waking up. It ruins, you know, the way you dress and how you feel about yourself. So most definitely pray over your homes. You know, just ask God to send, you know, his most trusted angels mm-hmm. to cover you. So I'm very big on that. Ridding anything out of your environment that is going to stop you from prospering. And then also for me, so prayer is one. Also for me, it would be to affirmations. Mm-hmm. Speak life into yourself. Mm-hmm. People gonna put negativity on you and try to stop you from being great and thinking great things about yourself. But you most definitely have to speak great things into yourself. That stops, you know, doubt. That stops self-esteem issues. That stops, you know, you not thinking that you're worthy or great enough or value. And then think about what God says about you. That helps with your intimacy levels with God. You have to, in order to understand what God says about you, you have to have intimacy with him. You have to have a relationship mm-hmm. with him. For that allows you to focus on your greater purpose, getting into being one with you and God so he can reveal to you what he says about you specifically. Because what you may say about yourself, he may not say about you. And that's something that you most definitely want to get into, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I said about myself. The guy was like, I never said that about you. I never put that on you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to, you know, pick up these mighty titles because it makes you feel good. I called you for a specific person. I put, you know, uniqueness on your name, and you don't have to bear the burden of your family. You don't have to bear the burden of your friends. You don't have to bear the burden of your situation. It's just what you're in right now, but I didn't call you to it. Mm-hmm. So I most definitely, the other day on Snapchat, I was just like, thank God for freedom. That's one thing that we do not thank God enough. It's for his ability to that he called us to freedom, and he called us to that the Holy Spirit gives us fruit to be gentle and kind and filled with love and peace. And it all stems from his ability calling us to freedom. So just remember when God says about you, get in your Bibles and study what God says about you, but also get intimate with him so he is able to give you, you know, specific things. Because the Bible tells us a lot and it gives us a lot of structure and guidance, but having that relationship will open up things that we didn't even know God says about us. And I just thank God for that, because yeah. a lot of stuff that I wanted to read in the Bible, I didn't get that. I got it from having an actual relationship with God and being present with him and just admiring and honoring him at every point. And I just thank God for being a talker in my life. What else?
Dealing just, with toxic relationships.
Yeah. Just, you know, getting out of them, you know, encouraging people that you don't have to be bound to family and, you know, what's going on around you, because it's not like you. You don't have to act out of character. You don't have to, you know, anything that was ingrained in you. You know if it was right or wrong. Mm-hmm. You know who you are. You know what you like and what you don't like. You know who you like being around and who you don't like being around. You don't have to put on a facade. You don't have to put on a face to be like anyone, to be, you know, similar to anyone, to, I don't know, to, you know, get, be distracted by anything. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be a smoker. You don't have to be a drinker. You can most definitely be a worshiper. Mm-hmm. And I want you to encourage it. Like, you can most definitely be spiritual. You can most definitely, you know, love life to the fullest. You can fall in love with everything and it'll be okay. Stop letting people tell you who you are, what you are supposed to do, mm-hmm. what you are supposed to like. It is not about them. Your life is about you. They live their life. Your parents, your aunties, your uncle, your grandparents, your cousins live their life. You can most definitely live your life too. So I just want to encourage everybody out there, everybody listening, that you are loved. Love yourself. God loves you. He wants you. He wants your heart. Rid everything of any toxic relationships, toxic environments. Most definitely, if I'm open, I love prayer. If you want me to pray for you, pray over your any toxicity, any anything demonic, anything negativity in your life, you can most definitely email us at thequeendomhour@gmail.com. And I am absolutely open to that. Absolutely, just, you know, want to rear anything out of your life that is not like Christ. This is the year for healing. And I'm mm-hmm. not putting that on prophesying over anybody's life, but that's just what God gave me. Heal yourself from anything that's causing you fear. Heal yourself that's anything that's causing you distractions. Heal yourself from anything that's keeping you intimate with God, because that is essentially the thing that's going to stop your purpose. Like, y'all just don't understand. This is crucial. It's time out for the mm-hmm. games. It's most definitely time out. So I'm just encouraging everybody to be great this year. And when it comes to toxic relationship, that's it for me. You have anything for Beauty?
I have more for toxic relationship.
Oh, go ahead.
Dang, y'all. She's trying to cut that short. No, I think one of the things that you touched on about, you know, our family being able to live their lives, I know that I dealt with that just because I didn't realize it again until I was older, but I was always picked on because, and by family, because I'm the most optimistic person you would ever meet. And people didn't understand why I was always happy, always positive, didn't like negativity. So instead of people uplifting me for that, it mm-hmm. would be more like, well, you live in a fantasy world. You need to get out of your fantasy world and you need to be like this. And it made me really have an identity crisis because mm-hmm. I was like, is there something wrong with me? Like, or, you know, I was talking to God, like, God, why did you make me this way? I don't understand. Like, I was just going through so much trying to find myself, but it didn't dawn on me until I got older that no, y'all were legit being toxic and you were trying to make me something that I wasn't, and it was causing me to question every single thing that I did and who I was. And God was just like, I didn't call you to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are the way you are for a reason.
Right.
Period. And we have to realize that a lot of times our family does that. And you try to put all of that on us, it's not what I was even supposed to be mm-hmm. or called to be.
They're trying to manipulate us.
And it's a mind thing, because you have to be able to identify toxic people, not only in their actions, but in the things that they say. Mm-hmm. A lot of toxic things can be spewed out through the things that people say to you. And so I think it's important that, like Brishay was saying, Queen Bichet was saying, this year, we do need to focus on healing, and we need to analyze and try to recognize the toxic things around us. That's the only way we'll get to healing. That's the only way. You got to be able to identify it.
Mm-hmm.
And it might hurt you, honestly.
Might. It will. It hurts when your family, like I said, your family are supposed to be nurturers.
Yeah.
Your family is supposed to, you know, soothe the angry world. Like when you come home, your home is supposed to be your safe haven. And when you leave out the ugly world and walk into an ugly home, that hurts. Especially when you could, when you know, you have family, oh, not family, when you have friends that you go to and they talk about how great their parents are and how they encourage them and how they help them. And, you know, they may be tough on them, but they appreciate their family. They appreciate their grandparents and their parents, you know, or whoever raised them. It hurts going home to a house and you'd be like, wait. People actually happy out here,
right?
People actually happy in their homes and out and in the world, because the love that they're giving in their homes, they can push out into the world, what makes their surroundings, their environment, a better place. That's crazy. I don't know
what
about
do you
that.
Do
sis.
When you know what you're trying to get away from is actually in your home. Like, what do you do? And then that's when you seeking out to the world for that love and that affection and that happiness and all of that. Because the people that's closest to you are giving you all of what you don't need.
Absolutely. I read something the other day that says women, most definitely, specifically, I'm not sure about men, but women go after what they get from in their homes and or a reflection. And I think this is for guys as well, you know, but I'm not sure. Y'all, I'm not a doctor or nothing. I'm not a researcher. But people go after what they are seeking or what they have in their homes. So if you have a manipulating mother or father, it's going to be easier for you to stay with a manipulating man or woman. If it's not to bash anyone, but, you know, if you receive abuse in your home, whether it's physical, emotional, you know, or mental, it's going to be easier for you to stay in those relationships once you get out, you know, with a man who does that to you or with a woman who does that to you. Like, it's going to be nothing. Oh, it's just another day. It's just another day in the house. You're not going to feel good, essentially. But at the end of the day, that's killing you.
Yeah.
You know, that's killing your spirit. That's killing your emotions. That's killing you mentally. And it's just like, how do you big yourself up to get out of those situations? And that's why I say praying most definitely comes into play with that. Not to say that is going to be the end all.
The prayer
but
is so
prayer
powerful.
Is extremely powerful.
It's powerful.
If your situation isn't changing, your mindset is changing. You're becoming stronger. You're becoming bolder. You're more likely to understand this is not for me. So now my prayer shifts from, Lord, give me the strength, or Lord, reveal to me, to Lord, give me an exit plan. Give me the strength to execute my exit plan. Help me identify where I could go, or, you know, the people around me that's genuine. Give me the wisdom that I need in order to, you know, take a step back and to completely walk away. I need your strength. I need you to enter into, you know, this relationship right now and completely break us apart. So you become, you stop having a babe-like prayer, and it becomes stronger.
Real, you gotta get real deep in there.
Exactly. And
I be telling people, you can't pray surface.
When
you talk to God, you can't pray. He already know everything. So you might as well just go ahead and just let it all out.
Okay.
Like, just surface prayers are, we leaving that in 2018.
That's
how about
cute.
That? We are going full force this year. Like, when we're talking to God, like, talk to God. That's how he's gonna talk back. Honestly, truly, like, get in deep conversation. You get in deep conversations with everybody else.
Yeah.
You might as well just spew it out.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to hear his voice. Honestly, tell God, Lord, I'm angry that I have to even come to you about this. I don't want to let go of my family. You know, it sucks that they are toxic. I don't really want to, but I know that for my well-being, I need to. Help me to be able to make this transition mm-hmm. and then not be and not spew even more toxic, you know, relationships and other things, and not be even more negative. Like, you have to really, really talk to God. It's okay. It's very well okay to ask God a question. Like, people are afraid to question God, and it's so okay to ask him a question.
Yeah.
Not out of, you know, not having faith in what he's going to do, but more so you need guidance. You very well can ask God to guide you.
Shout out to Pastor. He like, for real. Went over that.
For real. You
most definitely went
can
over
really
that.
Ask God. Like, y'all be afraid to talk to him, for real. But that's how you get your healing. That's how you get your breakthrough. That's how you move to a new season, a new level. You really got to talk to God.
Most definitely. But once you talk to God, in the end, y'all get a relationship with God.
For real.
Create this unimaginable intimacy with God to where you don't even understand it. Mm-hmm. Get before him, talk to him like he your best friend, you know, surround him with your presence, welcome him into everything that you are doing because it is his. And I bet you your life will be completely changed. I truly believe that. I mean, I'm a fucking testimony.
Oh, my gosh.
Glory to God. But, you know, now in 2018, like, our healing, who we are, you know, glorifies God. So we have to step outside of ourselves and who we are being messed up and focus more so on our healing. Focus more so on, you know, what our environment's looking like, and because what our environments entail, our words entail, and then our minds consume that, and then our hearts consume that, then it's spewing out in our actions. So you'd be like, you can really look at people and be like, oh, his home not right. Mm-hmm. Like it says it all over your face. Like, it's oozing out of your pores how, you know, your environment is so toxic. I have a friend. And this used to be, like, my best friend. This friend meant, like, everything to me. He was, you know, encouraging. He was creative. He, like, the way his mind thought, I was like to meet someone mm-hmm. that mind is amazing mm-hmm. is very rare, number one. Number two, you want to hold on to that. Like, mm-hmm. you know, so you expect that you have this expectation that, you know, y'all on the same page, and then something clicks, you know, then he more so stops seeking after God, stop, you know, trying to consume himself with people of God and things of God. And then you go back to these circles and these crowds who don't do nothing but drain you. Mm-hmm. Your skin isn't shiny anymore. Mm-hmm. You don't look different. I mean, you don't look new or refreshed. Right. You went back to looking how you used to. So you looking greasy. And I truly believe, like, your relationship not with greasy. God make you looking greasy. You know, for real. Like, your relationship with God is like you clean eating. Mm-hmm. Your soul becomes clean. Everything brightens. It comes through your pores.
Yeah.
Your skin looks better. Your mm-hmm. eyes look, you know, moist mm-hmm. and lively. You know, you keep yourself up more because you want to be this clean reflection of a clean God. Mm-hmm. So everything is changing about you. You look like you're drinking water more. You're more upbeat. Mm-hmm. Nothing is taking you down. And then once you get back into these circles, you are drained. Your spirit is drained. Emotionally, you're drained. Mentally, you're drained. So you're not having the same conversations that you used to. Mm-hmm. You're not, you know, encouraging how you used to. You're not, you know, going forth with your calling and your purpose like you used to. So now, like, what are you supposed to do with that? And then you expect me to continuously be a friend when that's I draining. Can't, it, that's draining me. Then you're going to come over here and drain me.
It's no, still all my life.
No. And that goes back to your family.
Yeah.
Do not let your family drain you. Mm-hmm. Because let's be very clear. It, I have observed a lot. I have observed a lot. So, you know, this is me talking out the side of my neck. Mm. So I don't know much. I literally just be talking on here, but I'm an observer. I don't truly believe in the church or outside of the church that families understand the calling on the card.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they truly believe that. Like, it's cute. Oh, you want to be a preacher? Yeah. Oh, you want to be a pastor? Hey, it's just like, yay. You know, what's the Hercules? Like?
Oh, yeah. The clumps.
Yeah, the clumps. It's one of those. Oh, that's cute. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cute. But people don't understand, like, when you know you caught.
It's a lot that goes into it.
It's a ton.
It's a lot of separation. It's a lot of being on your own. It's a lot of separating yourself from a lot of things and a lot of people. And people want to say they happy and want to say they understand, but they don't.
They don't. They don't. Especially if I'm coming after you and I'm calling. You wasn't, like, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, not to say like, you know, it's a bad thing because we're all called to spread the gospel. But it's some specific callings on, you know, our lives, and your family is not going to understand it.
They don't always understand.
They're not. Your friends are more so to understand that, especially if we all in the same area. Your peers are more so to understand that than your family. And sometimes they won't.
Mm-hmm.
But your family isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So we most definitely, y'all, go back to what I said. Focus. Get out of your head. You know, say your own affirmations. Get intimacy with God. Pray. Get intimacy with God. You know, I want to start into, because, you know, y'all are called to be healed. Yeah. We are all called to be healed from anything that's going to stop us from getting everything. I made a tweet that said, Lord, hide me from everything that threatens my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean it. And y'all can steal that. Retweet that.
Oh, God.
Go tweet that. Give me my credit. But y'all, and get out of this. Get out of this idea that you're supposed to be around people, family, that's toxic. It's toxic environments. That you're not supposed to have peace and happiness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, success, and, you know, be gentle and kind and loving, and get out of that. You can be whatever you want to be. Now, if you want to be corrupt,
it's not illegal.
Okay. I mean, if you want to be corrupt, you can be that too. But
y'all were not called to be corrupt.
Our
listeners were not called to be corrupt.
We gonna pray. We praying and we saving lives out here. We pray that we bringing people into the kingdom off of our own personal testimonies and getting out. I personally believe I have toxic people around me, toxic family members that I'm reading in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And I declare that on y'all too.
Yes.
So, yeah. Anything, Beauty?
I have two things. So first, make sure you guys go and subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
It has officially relaunched this year. It is the Beauty Hour with K-Matt. And if you follow me on Instagram at I am K-Matt, my link is in my bio. So you can like, share, and subscribe to my videos. And also follow me on Snap and Twitter at I am K-Matt. But my beauty tip, this week, I actually took myself out on a date with God, and it was really dope. And just spent some alone time. So my beauty tip this week is to just spend some alone time with God. And I know that's weird for a beauty tip, but we were really serious when we say that having that relationship really brings light into so many areas around you, including light to your face. You will look like a whole new person when you spend that alone time with God and you gain intimacy with God. So that's my beauty tip, is just to really spend that quiet time with Him Work on your relationship with him, and you'll see a change overall in the way that you think, the way that you speak, the way that you look. You look like a brand new person.
Hey,
but don't just stop. Don't just stop. Don't do it one time. Just continue. Make that a challenge for yourself. I'm doing now a 30 for 30 challenge, which is 30 days of 30 minutes with God, quiet time with God. So I challenge you guys to do that with us. Well, with me. I don't know if Richay doing that, but with me.
No, I think Pastor convicted me on that. Easy convicted me on that. Like, how are you gonna put a time to spending time with God? And mm-hmm. that just blew my mind. Like, I can't. I don't want to do, you know, put a time to spending time with God, because I used to be like every day mm-hmm. in the tub, hour with God, and it's just like, you still gonna put. Sis, what are you doing? So now I'm like saving. Oh, I'll say that for later. Oh, I'll say that. Y'all, I'm weird. But I'm that type that'd be driving like, oh, Lord, I'm going to talk to you, and then be like, oh,
and see,
no,
that's
I'm
why I have to
it.
Do that.
Save it.
Because if I do that, if I say, oh, I'm awake, it's never going to happen.
See?
So that's why it works for me, because it's making me realize how much I really do neglect the time that I need to spend with him daily. Or I fill it up with other stuff that's unnecessary.
I'm saying, yeah.
So it's good to start off somewhere. And y'all don't have to start off with 30 minutes. You can start off with 5. Or, you know, whatever works for you. But do something.
Okay.
Like, don't do anything.
I'm most definitely in the business to not everything that I want to get out, I'm going to get out right there mm-hmm. in that minute. Because that putting mm-hmm. time restricts on, I'd be like, no, I can't do it. Because mm-hmm. then when I come to you, Lord, now I'm all over the place. I need to get it out as soon as I do. I'm a mess.
But that also doesn't mean let this be known that the 30 minutes or whatever time you spend doesn't mean that has to be the only time you spend with him.
Hey, that's
make
key.
Sure you can spend more than that. Talk to him all throughout the day. You know, you don't have to just be restricted to whatever time I give you or somebody else gives you. But just make sure you spend some time, develop a relationship. And again, because you spend time with other people anyway, so why not spend time with somebody who you say you believe in?
Okay.
So, Richay, where can they find you?
Twitter and Instagram.
Twitter.
At _ Queen Bichay and www.queendomheights.com. Y'all, check it out. I do have a blog coming, just basically saying what God says about you. Hey. And what intimacy with him has done for me, and what I have realized he said about me. So go and check that out. And our Instagram,
yeah,
at the beauty,
really
at the Queen
okay.
Demauer. I'm looking at her
at the Queen Demauer. Make sure you guys follow us and DM us if you have any questions, comments, you want to shout us out, whatever. We will definitely respond. And so we're looking forward to the rest of this year. Y'all, it's a brand new year starting 2019. So just get ready. We don't know everything that's to come, but we're expecting something so great. So yeah, thank y'all for rocking with us.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.